right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the fourth episode of the SPP, the Sketchy People Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about beautiful 2D men and beautiful 2D women and which ones are our favorites and how we can relate to them and analyzing a bit of their character. I'm surrounded by this harem of just the hottest waifus and husbandos. Waifu number one, Neverpaint, please go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hello, I'm Neverpaint, and I just wanted to say, Twitter told me that today is National Girlfriend's Day. So that's a...
Oh my god!
Like the day of recording. So that's a really fitting day to record this. Yeah, I'm
happy.
It's
also National Spider-Man Day, so if anybody's like really into Gwen Stacy or something, you know, bring
Spider-Man is waifu confirmed.
But comics aren't weeb shit, so I don't care.
But Gwen, all right, totally
waifu number two, Alex, introduce yourself.
Hello, it's me. I've said funny things before.
Okay. Everybody's favorite muscular Barra husbando, Sasha.
I thought you were going to say me. Hi, everybody. I'm a noisy place, but accept it. I'm sorry.
Just be noisier than everyone.
Okay.
Overpower them.
Overpower them.
Is that even possible? Anyway.
She can do it with violence.
Waifu number four? I've lost track. Noodle Bomb.
Hi, everybody. Sorry, I literally just got a phone call right as you were introducing me. What's up? Waifus, I have them. You have them?
Yee.
Great. Graf, husbando number 3-2.
Hey guys, I'm Graf. If you're into landscape, I'm your waifu.
Can confirm.
I thought Mother Earth would be your waifu, but I guess it's Graf. And Seika.
I'm not wife.
No.
Wow.
I feel so left out.
Oh no.
Like
Twitter.com/Seika Tattoo. That's me.
Very professional.
I'm really enjoying this shilling character arc of you. It's pretty great. All right, listeners. So the structure for this episode is going to be a waifu by waifu marathon in which we're all going to talk about one or two characters that really mean a lot to us, and we're going to have a discussion about them. I know somebody has been really, really excited to share her waifu with us today, so we're going to start with Alex. Or literally his waifu himself, Alex.
I guess I can do that.
I guess I can talk about the topic we wanted to talk about.
I guess I can do this podcast. Jeez, guys.
Alexis Hatsundere confirmed. Killed
it's your waifu Hatsundere, Alex. It's the one that you're supposed to talk about, Hatsundere.
Yeah, I guess she's a Hatsundere.
A Sunsun?
And what's her name?
So, her name is Kumiko from Hibike Euphonium.
Hey.
I haven't seen that show. What does she do?
Okay, first of all, I'm gonna.
I just saw the picture of a lizard.
Okay, I posted the two GIFs and one image. So,
Alex, is that a picture of you?
Okay.
Oh my god!
I'll start with her design, I guess. First of all, you can see it on screen. She's super cute. She looks super huggable. She has a nice limited color palette. Very nice browns. They remind me of like a warm autumn day, or like a comfy campfire scene. She has some great poofy hair, which
I really appreciate.
Yeah, the fluff is my favorite part.
Yeah. Which makes me wanna pet on her head a lot.
Oh, on the sides of her head, like with both hands.
That too. Her hair is insane. It's so round and fluffy and nice, but it also has like the pointy, edgy bed hair thingies. I love it.
Yeah.
It's so nice.
Agreed.
She has a lot of nice and funny still frames from the show.
that legendary one where she's yeeting.
is that a two-handed dab on that second one over there?
Oh my God. There are like 10 different dab ones. it's so good. I guess I'll go into the personality now, because I don't know, she feels like a tsundere, but it's like a gray zone where she can be like snarky and goofy, but it's also kind of cute and kind sometimes. But it's like more like a nicely developed character more than just a tsundere.
Fill me in. I never watched Hibike Euphonium. Is there like, they're all gay, right? Who's she a tsundere to?
She's, I mean, she can be pretty rude, either on accident or not.
Really? I look at these pictures and I couldn't even imagine.
If she doesn't like something, she can...
She just cusses?
She can leave some harsh criticism.
She's about to slice this poor black-haired girl in
half.
With her powerful scissor hands, so I would be very scared if I were you.
Dab.
Yeah, man. The quarter circle one, two. Classic.
She already finished the cut, and now she's just posing and waiting for the blood to spurt out.
That's an unbreakable command throw that she's about to pull off.
Unbreakable command.
Okay.
She seems like someone who's good at teasing friends. Also, there's this legendary Every Kumiko Noise video that's 25 minutes long.
You've sent it to me about 10 times, Alex.
Full of weird noises she does throughout the two seasons. And
link in the show notes.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely. I've watched it so many times. And there's an iconic clip of her walking down a hallway humming a melody they were playing in the episode, which is also very nice.
So, iconic. So Hibike Euphonium is just K-On! With lesbians, is this right?
There's no lesbians. There's less gay shit than in K-On!, I would argue.
What?
Has anyone ever seen it?
Then why does it exist?
it's about the cool music stuff.
Yeah, I'm joking.
Damn, I fell for it again.
Oh no.
Kumiko would make a mess out of you, Alex. Can you even deal with Kumiko? Are you on her level?
I'm gonna get to it when I'm talking when I'm gonna talk about her influence on me,
which is
in section 3, lesson 3, on Monday.
-4.
Everyone pull out your waifu pamphlet.
Yeah, since she's in a music minute, she does the music, and so do I. So that's cool.
Oh my God, you're the same person.
She does a big trumpet.
It's a euphonium, dummy.
Yeah, she plays the UFO, and she's pretty hardworking in the show. At first, she's kind of lazy, I guess, and then she has a big brain moment where she really wants to get gold at a competition with everyone else. And she works really hard. It's big heart moment.
Okay.
So is it more like a slice of life anime or more of a sports anime?
It's like a slice of life.
It's a shonen,
school,
right?
Thing.
It's a slice of sports
anime. With a bunch of drama in it too.
Okay.
Big brain idea, guys. Let's get gold.
Yeah. So you first compliment trumpets really well. So that's also cool, since I've been playing trumpets since like 5th grade, which has been like a lot of years ago.
Oh.
And
she's very relatable to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A big part of it.
So she's both relatable and dateable.
Yeah, for
sure. Best kind of waifu.
A big part of her, in comparison to like other nice 2D girls, is definitely the daydreaming aspect. Like how much I can imagine us hanging out
her?
And like do stuff together and it not be awkward. I don't know. Usually if it's like very weird to imagine doing stuff with like fictional characters.
Well, that's the reason I like my waifu, so I can totally relate to that.
I gotta say this like idea that you have to relate to a waifu is kind of, I don't know.
Probably going to talk about this more in detail a bit later.
Okay, sure.
But yeah, I can totally imagine, like, I don't know, hanging out with her, making music, and then swapping instruments, and then goofing around, because Yufus and trumpets use, like, the same finger charts, so you can basically play both if you know one.
Wait, so so you'd both be putting your mouth on the same instruments?
Oh, dude, I didn't even think about that. That's amazing. yeah.
You should protect yourself.
Yeah, man.
Wear protection. On your mouth.
I can talk about some good reasons. Yeah, I can talk about her influence on me. This sounds like super weird and awkward saying this out loud, but like since she became my waifu, I've definitely become less awkward and embarrassed about like little things that I'm not happy about with myself.
Whoa!
Because she also has like those accidental slips where she like low-key insults someone or like makes the funny noises. And I think it's super cute, so maybe someone will think that those retarded things that I hate about myself are cute.
Aww.
That makes a lot of sense, actually. Yeah.
And since she has that tsundere touch, I've definitely been getting less hurt when, like, friends are jokingly rude to me or something like that. And I've actually come to enjoy it a bunch,
Alex.
Even though I couldn't really deal with that back in the day.
Aww, this got like really deep and soft. I wanna cry and hug you.
Sadly, there's the Atlantic Ocean, please. But yeah.
One big thing is that the show itself, Hibiki Euphonium, got me into playing trumpet again, which I'm very grateful about, because. Yeah, it got me very hype about this, and I instantly...
How long ago did you watch it?
Like, when it was airing, in spring 2015, the first season. And yeah, I was like having a break because it wasn't that fun anymore to play trumpet. And then after like the first episode aired, I called up my old teacher, got some lessons again, was practicing every day again. It was super fun. And last year I also bought a UFO. And
wow.
It's super cool.
Of course.
Yeah, it's very nice.
Such a nice story.
Just by reference, how much does such an instrument cost?
I bought a used one that I still need to touch up a bit. But like a new UFO costs like 600 to 800 euros maybe.
Oh.
Which is... a lot for a brass instrument.
But it's out of pure gold, so that's okay.
Yeah, I bought a used one for a bit cheaper. Yeah, the thing about UFOs is they are a bit smaller than like a tuba, for example, but they're also super rare because not a lot of people play them. Because it's like in between a trumpet and a tuba, so it's like a bit like an all-rounder, which hasn't really got a role in like orchestras and stuff.
I'm really impressed how much of a like practical and actual emotional impact your relationship with that 2D girl had.
I feel like such a dumbass now because I'm about to meme on all of you as soon as Alex is on. Basically,
it's funny.
I don't have deep relationships with my wife, so I'm sorry.
Talk.
I appreciate and it's very soft and nice.
I was ready to strangle Alex at the beginning of this episode because this is the second time we're recording this, right?
Oh, yeah.
And we're having an immense debacle because you'll see it at some point.
And the thing is, on the first recording, Alex didn't go
deep like
don't
this
spoil
at all.
It. But don't spoil it at all.
Don't spoil, don't spoil, don't spoil. What Alex just they said makes me, wanna, makes me want to hug him. This is very,
yeah,
very
same.
Yeah, it was very
so
sweet, even though I didn't hear half of it, but I will hear it later when I watch the episode, so that's fine.
Hell yeah.
I do have one last point, and that is how she influenced my drawings and stuff, since I've been doing that not that long compared to making music. And she makes me realize a lot that I really want to draw and hopefully soon write girls that make people's hearts go doki doki as hard
doki
as mine
doki.
Does when,
doki doki.
When I see a new drawing of her or like go on about my daily life and then just suddenly think, hey, wouldn't it be nice to do that with her or like tell her about this that happened.
Alex just goes about his day, has a very dark day, and sits down, pulls out his wallet, and has a tiny picture of Kumiko, and it reminds him to smile again.
He pulls out his Hibike Euphonium wallet out of his Hibike Euphonium backpack,
oh my God.
And he opens it up, and inside there's a picture of Yui from K-On.
What? No, she's mine.
Every day I'm sad about the lack of merch from Hibike Euphonium.
I feel like Alex has the most genuine waifu out of all of us.
She has been my phone wallpaper and avatar on like most social media platforms and stuff since I first saw it, like since it was ever.
Since 2015.
That's invalid.
How many years
Your
ago? 4 years? 4 years ago, damn.
Yeah,
that's real love. Now.
That's a pretty long relationship, man.
Have
you thought about marrying her? Like it's legal in some countries.
Yeah, go to Japan and marry her. It's going to be fine.
No.
Don't make her that, please.
Also, when Hibike was airing, we were the same age.
Aww.
Wow.
Aha.
Cute.
So
it's not even
that's
creepy.
A pretty good
wow.
coincidence.
Aww.
It was true
that's
love.
Nice.
It was pure, guys.
I need to update my folder with pictures of her. I haven't done that. I haven't done that in years. I have like about 400 right now.
And print them all out on like photo paper. It's not even that expensive. And just cluster your entire wall.
Oh yeah, you know.
Not even
so,
that expensive.
Sorry if I'm making
what
this reference, but you know, Digibro's old room.
yeah.
With like no space of wall left. It's all just anime posters and stuff.
That's basically my room.
That's going to be my room soon. But with exclusively Kumiko posters.
Like, you can print out a photo for like 40 cents.
Yeah, but I don't have that much high-res ones.
Okay.
That doesn't need to be high-res. I mean, you're printing
most
out a bunch of shitty posters anyway.
No.
Just draw them.
I hate shitty posters.
Just draw on some paper.
Oh, yeah.
Just paint one big-ass Kumiko in your wall.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, Alex, are you finished with your...
I'm done. You guys
your
can
wonderful
tell.
Story?
I'm not gonna say anything for the rest of the episode.
Now that the bar has been set up so high, who can follow up Kumiko?
I mean, I also have a tsundere to talk about.
You also have
you
a tsundere?
Yeah.
Okay, Seika, talk about your scene.
When I was preparing for this episode, I realized that all my wives are basically the same wife in one point, in one way or another. Like, my favorite ultimate wife since 2009 has been Senjogakara from Bakemonogatari, specifically from Bakemonogatari because I like her with long hair.
What?
Yeah.
Specifically. First
what?
Of all,
true.
I love how her design is all purple and pink. Like, yeah, it's the same outfit for every girl because, you know, the school uniform, but, like, just such a nice, pleasing aesthetic. But, like, from the first second of the first episode of Bakemonogatari when she falls down the stairs and you just the way they animated her hair in specific just captivate me forever.
That's a fantastic
and how much
scene.
Attention they put. Yeah, they put so much attention to how flowy and nice and silky her hair looks. in every scene she's in, it just makes my heart go doki doki yet again. But like, just, yes, like when you see her, like, not in animation, she looks kind of bland maybe, but she, just those details make me love her so much. And, well, I just really like how assertive and aggressive she can be. Like, yeah. she's a strong female character, but, like, literally, because she can fucking kill you if she wants to, but also, like, she's not the kind of girl that will... You know, she fell in love with Araragi because, you know, because whatever, but, like, she... but, like...
Poor Araragi.
It's not the point why she fell in love with him, but, like, the fact that she went the next episode and just made him her boyfriend, it's like, yes, you go, girl, you go take what you love. And I realized that it's very, like, a really simple thing to like about a character, but every character I like is kind of like that. Like, yeah, just appreciate strong but angry wives and husbands, basically.
But also the date episode and the end of Bakemonogatari is really great when they are driving in the car and have that conversation with her dad.
My favorite part was
really good.
She makes Bakemonogatari so good. So good. Like, every scene she's in, she's, like, so cool and so smart and, like, such a nice character. And the fact that I relate to her crap past, too, but it's not the big point.
Quick question. My hands in the air. Quick question.
Yeah.
Why is she farting out school supplies?
It's brought up, like, twice, and then it never comes up again.
Okay, cool.
Could you brief me real quick? Yeah. What's Bakemonogatari about? Like, how does she fit?
Oh, God.
Same.
This explains that I have no idea.
She's basically... Nobody here watched Monogatari?
I can explain what
I watched a few seasons, but I don't know what it is about. I've also read one of the light novels, but I don't know what it is about.
I mean, I like all of Monogatari, but Bakemonogatari is my favorite in specific because it's like a really weird way to tell a love story, basically.
Oh.
Because it's basically all about this dude that helps girls with their, you know, supernatural problems.
Oh, okay.
So he's just this guy saving different girls, but, well, helping girls save themselves from these weird supernatural problems they have. Yeah. They are all different. I don't want to get into detail with any of this. But like, the first girl he finds is Hitagi, basically. And they solve her problem, and then every girl he helps kind of helps him figure out his feelings for her, and also like his relationships with like his sisters and like his life and everything in general. It's kind of like hard to explain when I don't want to get into all the spoilers, basically, because it's like a really nice series to watch, not knowing much about it and just paying attention to all the tiny details that are like planted in them in there for you to find. I don't know. I just really, really, really like it.
I also wanted to say that Monogatari is like the ultimate waifu show because it's about it's basically a harem show, and they are like a thousand girls, and every girl has her own arc, and every arc has an own opening, an individual opening. Like, first season has like four different openings sung by the different girls and themed around them, and some of them became like huge memes, like
it's a big waifu anime, but also like every single girl in Monogatari is so good. So good.
That's true.
Except Nadeko.
The best
Nadeko
way
is
to
trash.
Explain Monogatari is by saying that it's a series of short character studies in which every few episodes there is a focus on a new character, and the arc or the kind of mental hang-ups that they have, they're all sort of mentally deranged in different ways, which is kind of interesting.
Yeah.
Like, none of these characters are normal, well-established people, but they all make for pretty cool stories to talk about. And my favorite part about Senyo Gahara is that she seems really assertive at start, and she is a very assertive person, but she also does not know how to talk to people at all. And she keeps saying yeah. these weird things to the main character that he doesn't know how to understand or interpret. So you can tell that a lot of her tsundere-ness is mostly her
it's just
not
autism,
knowing exactly.
Basically.
It's just basically autism.
Supernatural autism.
So me flirting. That's literally me.
It's really cool how you slowly notice that she's not that amazing. She's just really blunt all the time, regardless of the topic.
Yeah.
But she's really cool. I like her.
I wanted to say about Senju Gahara is...
yeah. Hell yeah.
I get the reference.
But yeah, basically all my waifus are kind of like Senju Gahara in a way. But like in that assertiveness, strong character that knows what they want. Like yeah. also Jolin Kujo from
cool.
JoJo's Part 6. Especially because of shit like this that is like loading right now.
Wow, JoJo has girls? I didn't realize.
Snail?
JoJo has an entire part about girls, dude.
Yeah, Part 6 is like the girl part. They're all girls, basically. Anasui was even going to be a girl. If Anasui had stayed a girl, she would have been my ultimate JoJo wife.
She is really cool in her first design.
Yeah, like then he becomes like this strong, beautiful man slut that
really
I also love.
I really like his second design,
like,
too. His second design
like,
is so fun.
Yeah,
he's
but she just
guy.
Straight up changes sex and
yeah.
he's a guy now.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, like I still love Anasui. Anasui is great. He's also wife, but like he would have been top tier wife with that personality. But this character design, he would have been the best.
Yeah.
But yeah, basically, Jolin and Anasui and Josuke too, and like. Panty from Panty and Stocking and all these kind of girls that are like that.
I think Noodle's gonna talk about Panty.
Man.
No.
Girl cheating.
But yeah, that's basically the kind of characters I like.
Clearly you have a type.
And like
yeah.
if they are males, they have to be like very angry but very soft on the inside. And that's it. That's my TED talk about wives.
Thanks for your
time. Oh, I know someone who fits that description perfectly.
Hell yes.
Yeah. Oh, he's so 10 assertive. Out of 10. He's bringing you Cheerios on your leg directly to oh. your lap. He's so assertive, guys. He really wants to marry you.
Get
he's
you,
putting a ring on it. Get it? He's putting a ring on it.
You guys remember Kumiko? Yeah, I forgot about her. He's my actual wife.
Gets you a man that can do both.
Is this our first meme? Is this our first real meme?
I think it is.
Maybe.
No, don't draw and drive.
Maybe.
It's not first.
Put that in the wiki.
It's my wife.
Oh my God. Right. I can tweet Cheerio Gecko now. It's going to be great.
Talking about draw and drive, what's about Noodle Bomb?
I was about to say, we have two people with the same waifu here, and they want to hear you guys talk about it.
Well, I don't know. Garf, you should go first. I think you've put more thought into it.
Okay, well, my top waifu that I thought really hard about today is Mamimi from...
My wife!
No, my wife. It's Mamimi from Furikuri.
Mamimi!
Hi, Mamimi.
Yes!
Press 1 and chat for Mamimi.
Press 1 and chat.
And
please continue.
Yes. You know, at first I thought like what intrigued me the most about her is that she smokes.
Wow.
Because I'm really into
look,
that.
That's not
lung cancer is so attractive on my right, guys.
Everyone leave Garf alone. Everyone leave him alone. Same.
High five, Noodle.
High five.
But making out with people that smoke, it's so nasty.
Yeah, it's so
hot.
Like,
What are you talking about?
It's gross.
No, but
their, you straight edge bunch of nerds.
Just taste like shit, basically.
Tastes don't like even want to stand continue. Close to someone.
Okay. So yeah, that was what intrigued me on an aesthetic level. Also, like I really like your character's design with the red hair, and yeah,
she has lips.
Mm. Yeah, lips the good. Lips.
And she's yeah one of the rare anime character traits, lips.
Yeah.
She has like big lips.
Very big lips. Yeah.
Like Motoko Kusanagi lips.
Yeah, but today I thought a little bit hard about it in preparation for this episode. And I skipped through all the furikuri to find out.
Wow.
So I noticed that she basically does whatever she wants all the time. But she doesn't like really know what she wants, kinda. Like she's directionless.
Yeah, that's the point of her character.
Yeah. Relatable. Which is very relatable, but I also like that that she still does whatever she wants. Like she doesn't care whatever anybody else thinks about her, and she just does whatever. And I really value that in characters. Like that's I think I got a thing for that. Like people just don't care, and also the way that she's like holding on to the past all the time is
crap. Yeah. For the few people who haven't seen Furikuri, what is it?
I
know nothing
about it.
It's
a story about transitioning from one stage in your life to the next, I think.
It's a lot of things.
It is a lot of things. But
it's also a lot of nothing, too. It's 6 episodes. Check it out, boys and girls. It's epic.
Whoever hasn't seen it, you should watch it.
It's a lot of cool animation.
I can confirm it has zero nothing in it.
Yeah,
that's fake news for Noodle.
What? No, it's like everything and nothing, and it's I love it. I say the nothing as a compliment. I love it.
What?
I own the DVDs.
That's
an awkward. That's pretty interesting. The way you say that, like, she doesn't know what she wants, and that you're sort of into that. For me, that's like the least attractive trait. That's like when she doesn't know what she wants, I'm just like, well, she needs to figure that out first before she wants to look for anything else.
Well,
like a relationship.
Yeah, true.
It's
assertiveness is best.
Yeah, I'm definitely with Sake on that one.
I don't know. Maybe she just reminds me too much of myself sometimes.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
I feel
yeah.
That's a huge difference between like people who, like want someone to date or people who want like a waifu to date or a waifu to relate.
Yeah, I think
I said earlier that dateable and relatable, that's the best waifu. Because you get both.
I mean, for a lot of young people, like, I think a lot of people cling to that. Like, people just because they kind of relate to them, you know?
Makes sense.
The thing...
I relate too much to a character, I can't see myself dating them.
Yeah,
same here.
The thing with Mamimi, though, is that, like, I think that her version... during the show as I don't think I would date her during the show, but like what happens afterwards is what I'm interested in, because she's like the whole show she's like hung up about the past and can't let go, and at the end she kind of realizes that she has to, and then she
spoiler alert
I'm just like vibrating in my seat thinking about Fooly Cooly and how much I love Fooly Cooly.
Yeah.
How amazing it is.
Just don't vibrate.
And I'm just thinking of the scene when Naota just crashes down from the sky in front of Kanti and looks at Mamimi and she's like, I'm not Takun anymore. I'm Naota. And then he gets into the robot and fucks off and leaves Mamimi to die because he doesn't care about her anymore. And then she's like, okay, then I guess I shouldn't care about you anymore. And then she becomes a photographer, and it's the best show in the world.
Yeah,
it is.
And then Blues Drive Monster, like the best song from the soundtrack, is playing during that moment. And
okay, Lemon, I'm not convinced yet. Why should I watch it?
Just do.
Oh my gosh!
Just do it.
It's a beautiful story about becoming a better person through realizing
your mistakes.
It's just fucking
sick.
Because there's bass guitars. Because there's Vespas. Because there's cool chicks. Because it's awesome.
Vespas,
dude.
Yes.
Well, that's a reason.
And guitars.
That is a reason.
Never paint.
Cool as shit, and if you don't watch it, I will kill you.
SketchyCon? SketchyCon? We're watching Fully Cool.
Yes.
I'm so jealous.
Didn't we watch Space Dandy?
it's so short. You can do it in one night.
Dude, it's like a movie length.
Yeah. You can do it in 2 hours.
Okay, let's do it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Awesome.
Yes.
Yay. Can I finish my point about movie?
Sorry. I just got really excited.
Understandable. So in the end, when she realizes that she has to let go of the past, she just leaves. And that's something gone. That I've always been like a bit too much of a coward to do, and I'm like really looking up to that. And I feel like at some point I will be ready to do it, and at that point it's when she gets interesting to me, like when I'm also there. I want to just leave and like not care for a while. It's not like I'd want to do it forever, but I just want to leave. I want to do what she did. I really look up to what she did there.
I relate so much to that, Garf. Garf.
Yeah, awesome.
I don't relate to it, but I love her character so much for what she is. Like she represents a kind of person that is really interesting to explore.
Yeah.
Epic.
So you
go on a second date? Fully Cooly ruined me, okay? Let me post this picture. I basically am in love with every girl from Fully Cooly. They're all insane and bad people, and it's
they
so,
really are.
And but they are so cool, though.
They're so cool. I fucking love the aesthetic so much. Like, okay, so we already talked about being a good little Christian boy too, right?
Yeah.
So, I said this in the last episode. I don't know when it airs or whatever.
Doesn't matter. Go.
I dated a chick named Flowers.
Yes.
Last name Flowers. Literally my Mimi. A terrible person. I was. She smoked. We'd hang out. It was a bad time. It was actually a terrible time. But I don't know. I'm so messed up because I just am so attracted to terrible people. If they're doing bad things, I'm like, I want to go hang out.
The nostalgia for that time is probably still in you. It happens to me too, you know?
Yeah. I mean, okay, well, I'm not messed up anymore, I guess. I'm better now. I used to, like all the girls in Fully Cooly, they're all so, like, assertive, right? Probably because the people who made it were all nerds who wanted girls to just come up to them and be attracted to them. So that trained me in the worst way. And the majority of the girls I've dated have just come up to me and been like, want to go out? I'm like, okay. But when I should be the one doing that. So
No, it's okay.
Well,
anime teach me to be assertive
to
too.
Huh? Well, yeah.
I wanted to say, at least it happens to you. So.
It's because I was a good Christian boy. It's so attractive to be thumping a Bible all the time. I don't know. I guess the only reason I like Lilith, my OC that I draw, like she's basically built out of all of that like energy, the nostalgic energy of like a terrible girl.
This is why I like Pom Pom better.
Huh?
This is why I like Pom Pom better.
Pom Pom.
I don't know. Lilith is also like really cute. I approve of her.
Yeah, I like Lilith.
Yeah, and.
Even though I don't want to make out with her, because she smokes.
And is a little girl.
She's not a little girl. She's just a little girl.
No.
I guess I should get into it some more. I don't know. I've always a big part of like why I'm also attracted to like the super assertive girl is because everything goes back to my stupid Christian upbringing. Like girls are meant, like especially where I was, were taught to be super meek and like the guy does everything, and it's like come on, like you don't gotta like not be useful just because every girl around you is not useful, you know? It's kind of messed up and it feels lame, and I was super not attracted to that. So that's, I super dig chicks that are spunky and got energy and want to do stuff, you know? And not everyone not everyone has that in the Midwest in America. Everything's kind of slow. I don't know. So literally every girl from Fooly Cooly is my waifu. This is a bad example. I'm actually bad at explaining.
No, I
think you explained yourself decently well. Like, we understand what you're looking for.
I'm not looking for this anymore, though.
dear listener, if you're interested in a relationship like this,
no.
DM your Bob on Twitter.
If you're interested in a bar, the truck driver in the Midwest, please call
me. I guess I should say, like, this is, like, the waifus that I'm super into are basically, like, what I don't go for. I go for, like, I don't know, just girls that are nice and that I'm compatible with, and they don't have to necessarily fit a certain criteria. That's what I've learned from my waifus, is to not do that IRL.
Nice.
Same.
But they're still forever waifu. I can never let them go.
Okay. How about, I go with my waifus, which are all waifus that would work IRL, because that's the best kind of waifu.
So boring.
I'm gonna kill every single one of you.
I approve.
Well, can't wait.
Okay, so top tier number one. Her, Haru from Persona 5.
Soft
aesthetics. She's soft. She's fluffy. She's fluffy and pink. She's pink.
Pink.
Those are the three pillars of the perfect aesthetic. She has a really cute haircut that I really like.
Sorry to chime in, but it's the bootleg Kumiko haircut.
Yeah.
Very different.
Wow.
It's exactly the same hair.
It's not the same.
It's not the same.
That's the same poofy.
Kumiko has like the ice cream thing going on, and she has like wavy thing.
Yeah, this is wavy and it doesn't have bangs.
She looks like a
shoe. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she looks like a little cloud.
I can't believe how much of a difference bangs make.
Yes, they really do. But basically, I really, really appreciate people who are goal-driven and have things figured out. And this girl right here, she might seem shy, she might seem a little bit reserved and composed, but she's one of the smartest, most assertive characters in the whole game, and she knows what she wants and she goes for it, but also she's very, very cute and very ladylike, and I really appreciate the combination of those things.
Lemon, what is Persona 5 or 4 or whatever? What is Persona? I have no idea. I just know characters.
It's a video game.
It's a video game, so it's bad, but what's the story?
It's an RPG series that balances cool character interactions in a daily life setting in which you get to choose your daily activities in a city.
Is JoJo what high school?
So it's like Sims.
No, it's not Sims. I wouldn't finish speaking if I could.
That's crazy.
That's half of the game. The other half is a dungeon crawler RPG, in which the relationships you make in your day-to-day life affect the development of what you can do in the RPG, basically.
It's half Sims, half Shin Megami Tensei.
Yeah, that's literally what it is.
Oh my god, I just realized that.
Sims for weebs.
Anyway, the point is, her character is exactly the kind of girl I would like to date. She's caring, motherly, but very cute, and also very smart and determined. And she's great.
You heard him, audience. Just hit him up.
Ooh.
And then I'm just going to post a slightly different kind of girl that I want to talk about. And it's
yes, please do.
It's Shizune from Katawa Shoujo.
Yes.
I really like I guess competitive, flirty, and how should I say a little bit inconsistent girls.
It's glasses, right?
No,
it's just glasses. It's glasses.
Short hair.
It's glasses.
Keep going.
Sorry for bullying you, Lemon.
Sorry, no bully.
It's all in her personality. Even if she didn't have that look that I really appreciate, that I'm going to talk to right now, what I like the most about her is her personality, because she's incredibly competitive and rivalrous with the main character, and her whole route is basically you guys trying to outsmart each other, outflirt each other, and it's just a general playfulness that I can really, really enjoy, especially in real life. Girls that are challenging, they have to chase after a little bit, but then they'll chase after you. It's a good dynamic. I enjoy the power switch in that sort of relationship. Her fashion sense is also really, really cool. She has classy summer dresses, blouses, sweaters, the general like Parisian look. It's really nice. And of course, I'm also into glasses as the
glasses.
Katawa Shoto, is that like the game about the sick girls?
Yeah.
Does she have a disability?
She's deaf.
Oh.
And then and she also can't speak without sign language.
Oh.
Sign language is cool. I always wanted to learn that.
So like yes, she's really
cool. You can
cool
also speak underwater.
Yes, you can.
Whoa.
She's really cool because she's really assertive and independent, but she needs a friend beside her to translate to you constantly. So whenever you two are alone, she sort of like guides the conversation with looks and body language.
Ooh.
And I think that's really, really, really cool. And it's really hot in a couple of like the erotic scenes in the game. And it's really fun. And I like it.
That does sound super cool. That does sound actually super cute.
Yeah, it's like... all mind games and challenge, and I really enjoy that kind of relationship as well. It's really fun.
Lemon, I was poo-pooing on you for having normie waifus that you could relate to, but I feel like maybe I should get some.
Yeah, I have to say, you have sold me on the last one.
I say normie, but like these are definitely like...
I don't need normie waifus because I have my real-life waifu in my boyfriend, who is the best. So, yeah. Aww.
That's bad.
So, back to Monogatari or what?
Well, I don't need to talk about her as much.
What's happening, Lemon? What are you doing?
She's sort of a mix of the first two. Okay, I'll stop. She's sort of a mix of the other two, basically. She's playful and assertive, but also caring and motherly in a different way. But she's also very insecure, and she has a lot of mental trauma going on. And she's very self-sacrificing to a really... detrimental extent. So
yeah,
I enjoy her because she's a mix of the girl that I like with traits that I can relate to and my own flaws, and that's why I enjoy her as well. Tsubasa from Monogatari. But yeah, those are the main waifus that I wanted to talk about. That last picture that I posted is just a really great picture of Shizune.
Do we put it on YouTube? Or?
That might be too spicy. No, we can't. Well, we can't.
Okay. Yeah, put it up.
Oh, that's amazing. But yeah, Shizune goes on top, everybody, and it's great.
Shit, what? Okay. Cool, dude. Oh, gosh. Someone else go.
Yeah, I'm
Asha
done.
Hasn't said anything yet.
I have many of waifus. Too many boys. But
talk about the best one.
Hell yeah.
I have... And, like, I want to talk about the unifying theme... That seems to be... I made a 3x3 of all my husbandos, and if you look at them, they all got, like...
They're all the same.
Delinquent.
Shut up.
Yeah, they're not all the same.
I see the link. I relate. I approve of your taste.
You know,
Asha.
I feel really bad
you
when people say
already?
That to me, so I won't say it to you.
Okay.
Aww.
You already did.
Shut up.
Fuck you, Lemon.
Also tag yourself.
I want to talk about
tag
speaking.
Yourself in Ashes.
Yeah.
3x3. Hell
yeah. Oh yeah, tag yourself in here.
3x3. Wait, what?
Link in the description.
Top left is diamond, top right is never paint.
What?
Go.
Explain your boys.
Explain Space Dandy.
He does what he wants. He's just a really passionate guy. I think it's kind of because he does what he wants to do. I don't know. I just admire him. I want to be like him,
they're
but I also
just
think he's cute.
They're just hot, reckless idiots, basically.
Pretty much.
Yeah, that's like,
I agree. I agree hard on this
hot,
one.
Hot, reckless idiots.
Also, he dance.
I'm really glad
he dance and sing.
Guy from that one Trigger show on it with the red
hair. Yeah.
With the red hair.
He's really fun.
Yeah, that show was really good. But no one talks about it ever.
We've had this conversation twice on the podcast.
He looks like Kamina, but then he's like fashionable, stylish Kamina.
Kamina is stylish.
In a different
way.
What are you trying to say?
He waltzes around shirtless and with like.
He's like
a red cape.
Like a great cape.
Yeah.
This cape is fantastic.
That's not fashionable to me.
Terrible.
No,
I'm
Kamina's
sure
is manly. Kamina's manly. He's not stylish.
Yeah.
He's stylish, but it's different.
Oh, disagree.
It's more metrosexual, whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, you're into that?
Yeah.
Who's the one in the top middle?
Kumo from Tribe Cool Crew. It's a kids' anime.
Tribe
is it
cool
the, it's the dance one, right?
Yeah.
About the boy who danced. I think I've seen the first episode.
I have a poster of him.
Whoa.
Cute.
That's sick.
Isn't all
kids dub good? Are like entertainers to some extent. Like if you look at the top, they're all like in the entertainment industry.
Yeah.
Can we give a special mention to Aikudo? Right there in the bottom right, the best wife.
Oh yeah, I guess.
He sure is the entertainment industry, all right.
I guess
it'll
be really fun to watch.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask why he's in his teacher disguise.
It's the best version.
Because his glasses
are cool.
Because
of the glasses. Yeah.
When he takes his glasses off and also his clothes, he becomes wife for me.
I like him in both modes. Yeah,
my favorite scene with him is like in the very last episode in the special when he carries this cherry tree for the school graduation like celebration, and he has just this little cherry tree that he makes cherry blossoms fly away from, just for atmosphere. Yeah, he good.
I feel like we're all into assertive, passionate people. Like we don't have anybody
it's
that's
an attractive
into
trait.
Very shy or meeker people. I mean, it is an attractive trait. I understand. It's just interesting to see how we're all into these people.
Well, I have a feeling
we should become these people because everybody is into these people, and more people will be into us. You know.
Sounds like a plan.
Take notes, audience.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, I am literally
I'm the last
top
one,
left
right?
here.
It's true.
Asha, how many fanfics have you written?
Zero.
Oh.
Unfortunate.
Aww. Can't relate.
Sugus here has wrote so many, but they're all deleted, and I want to read them so bad. Please, bring them back.
They're all just guys fucking each other. You want to read that?
I don't know. You don't know what I want to read. That's for another podcast.
I would write a fanfic about you fucking Noodle. It's going to
be
great.
Do it. I'll read it out
why
loud.
Why Noodle?
Who's top? Never mind.
I mean,
you should go next.
I believe it's pretty obvious, man. You gotta step up.
Let the audience decide.
Check the straw poll in the description.
Oh, no. But make it, though.
Oh, God.
I mean,
a straw poll
actually,
no
you're all bottoms, so it will be boring
what?
To write about. All of you are bottoms.
No!
Anyways.
Except maybe Asha.
No.
Maybe Asha is not.
Dang it!
This is getting out of hand. Has everyone talked about the waifus?
Never paint.
Asha,
never paint.
We interrupted you, though.
Oh, yeah.
That's all I have to say.
You sure?
I like delinquent boys, the end.
Same. Big same.
Hard agree.
Well, then I'm going with the most delinquent girl ever. It's...
Matoi Yuko.
No.
It's Yui.
Oh, that's such a shiny, such angelical picture.
I found the best picture. I found the best picture. Yeah, Ryuko is coming next, but yeah.
She is a menace to everybody around her, so...
Definitely.
Say her
so,
name.
That's Yui Hirasawa from K-On!, the best anime. And yeah, I like her. it's kind of like she's just me for the most part, or like me throughout my entire youth and school days. She's really lazy and cozy and loves to eat and lie around. And that's me. That's what I did the last few years, like being lazy and lying around.
I mean, those all don't really sound like nice character traits, but she's super
charming.
No, they
really don't.
It is
super charming while doing all that stuff.
It's super great because we can like lie around together. It's good.
But I don't want to lie around, Leverpaint. I want to do stuff.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, that's the next point. Because throughout the show, she learns that she wants to do something with herself and like with her life. And she joins the like music club and finds friends and like pursues an artistic career, basically. And that's also really cool. And she learns guitar like in a month or so. And yeah.
She's
and also,
Japanese.
The way... Well, I'm German, so checkmate.
There's a similar level of autism there. Just general autism on the population.
There we go, I guess.
Definitely. It's called the German code. And also, like, the way Yui learns guitar and stuff, it's, like, she always learns one thing at a time. Like, she learns, like, her guitar things. And then she forgets how to sing. And then she has to learn singing again. And that's also me. Because whenever I pick up a new medium, like, artistically, like, I did like pencil drawings for a long time, for a few years. And then I discovered, wow, I can draw it in ink. That's way cooler. So I completely stopped drawing with pencils and just did ink. And then I completely stopped ink and did, colored pencils. Yeah. And I bought like a huge pack of colored pencils and I still have it, but I haven't used it in 2 years or so because I discovered watercolors. And that's kind of sad, but also, yeah, really relatable.
It really, I like the parallels between you and Yui are very strong. And, yeah, I mean, I already knew why you liked her, but hearing the full story now really, really seals the deal.
Yeah.
Anyway, go ahead.
I like the episode where she learns how to read. Very relatable. Very
Also, she just doesn't study, or like she can't study, and that's also hashtag relatable for me.
Lame.
That is lame.
She is she's procrastinating constantly and distracting herself with everything. If it's just like the orange in her hands, and she plays with it instead of practicing stuff. Yeah. When I was a small boy, when I was like 13. I wasn't very good at school, and so I had to do my homework in this like really empty guest room in our house, and so that I wouldn't distract myself with all the toys I had lying around and stuff. But I distracted myself anyways with just like things that were lying around, or flowers that are like in the vase on the before the window. And I can distract myself with everything if I have to.
You two would be just the cutest bumbling.
Fakuman manga about never paint youth, please.
Bakuman manga about never paint not doing anything.
No, I was thinking not something like Yotsuba.
Yeah, that would be cute. Aww. Actually,
it's actually not like I'm not doing anything. I'm just not doing what I'm supposed to do.
Just from time to time, but never paints.
PCP references are banned, by the way.
What?
Because he was not doing what he was supposed to be doing.
Alex!
Oh my god!
Yeah, cut that out.
Oh. I'm gonna kill you.
I'm not gonna cut that out.
Alex, you're making yourself have more work to do.
So then Graf has to cut it out.
What? I'll be on vacation.
And anyway, like Yui, I have like this few passions that I like pursue very passionately. Wow, that was a sentence. And yeah, and I have like I can really concentrate if it's something I really want to do, and I can just sit down for like 16 hours and draw a painting, paint a drawing. And it is basically all about you. Any questions, class?
Never paint,
I just want to say that hard agree on the not being able to concentrate and being a scatterbrain, but just having laser focus for the things you really want to do, because that me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Also, she cute.
She do cute.
She
definitely
cute.
She does cute.
I feel.
You wanted to ask her something?
I'm okay. It's fine.
Okay. next point, Ryoko. That's not going to be as long as that. But Ryoko Mata from Krill la Kill. It's her. I found the best image. It's her on a motorcycle.
I love
in a training suit. And her best friend, like, tied around her neck.
Her best friend. she's wearing... Cute. Oh, those sunglasses are... I think they're from Dye Buster.
Those sunglasses.
Are those glasses?
Hell yeah.
Those are glasses, yes.
Oh.
And she doesn't wear them, like... She doesn't wear them ever. Just in these scenes. But yeah. She also good. She's basically... She's kind of the... She's very different from Yui, but there are some things in common. She's also very, like, outgoing and unguarded with her emotions. And she wants to... Basically, her whole story is, like, in the first half of the show, that she wants to avenge the murder of her dad. And she tries to find the one who's responsible for it. And she beats people up constantly and fights. And... She hates, like, people completely unreasonable just because they look kind of suspicious in this case. But also she has, like, this really wholesome friendships with a lot of characters, like with Mako and Senkutsu, her school uniform, who is a character in the show.
She's basically just the opposite of Yui.
Yeah, she's just a tsundere delinquent with a heart of gold.
She's not a tsundere. She's not at all a tsundere.
Isn't she though?
She just like barely tolerates a few people and hates everybody else. And I think that's really funny. Like
she doesn't hate anybody else.
Literally me.
She's a consistent asshole to literally everybody in the show.
No, that's not true. Have you seen the show?
Yeah.
She's not a tsundere.
She's
okay.
Really
Sukeban.
Mean.
Asha, what do you say?
Sukeban, a Japanese... schoolgirl.
Oh yeah, Sukeban.
Yeah, that's what she is. And also, she doesn't hate Senkutsu. And she really likes the Makanshoko family, like the whole family.
She hates everyone at first. She just has to warm up to people, basically.
But does she smoke?
Not really. She doesn't hate Mako at all at first, and also not her brother. Even though he attacks her in the first episode.
Yeah, she avoids her a lot on the first episodes until she, you know, lends her a hand and helps her out, and she realizes Mako is actually a good person, even though she's annoying as shit. but like
then she's really really nice to everyone.
Yeah, but like she an ally. That's what I'm saying. She just needs to warm up to people.
Yeah, but she's not like she's also really really intense in her love and really intense in her hate. I would say she's just intense in everything, and that's cool. Yeah, and also, short black hair with red highlight. That's cool.
It is very cool.
Yeah, it is pretty
it's
sick.
It's like Sonic the Hedgehog.
Like Shadow the Hedgehog.
You mean Shadow?
Yeah.
Shadow the Hedgehog. She has the same color scheme. Yeah. Even the yellow.
Also, it's one of her best character designs, and I've drawn her over and over again.
I mean, transform Ryuko is just Shadow the Hedgehog, if you think about it.
Yeah.
She's even spiky and everything.
Oh, that's so funny. I had never thought about that.
Is that your real waifu never paint?
Shadow the Hedgehog?
Yeah.
I have to say, I don't think I have a real waifu, like in the way like Lemon or Alex have, like the real waifu. And those are just characters I really like.
So, sorry to chime in again, but you guys remember the talk about Chiyogeko? Yeah, I forgot about that. Kumiko, who's that? This is my real waifu. She's called the Bleen Cat, and
zoom into the face. Zoom into that beautiful little face.
So beautiful.
Please with those pancakes.
I'm gonna let the video in the description speak for itself. And the image.
Yes, I'll watch the video. It's so good. Oh, it's so good.
Right, back to whatever we're talking about.
thank you,
Fuck
Alex.
That.
How we go back to the conversation after this? Too powerful.
by posting really cute picture of Haru.
No, don't stop. Not again with all the cute pictures.
Okay, I won't post it.
Is anyone like?
What was our hashtag again? I forget our hashtag. What was our hashtag?
Sketch with us.
Guys, we still have a weekly progress thing.
Yeah, we should get started on that if nobody else has anything to say about waifus.
I have a lot to say about that, but somebody else go
waifus are
because
cool.
I talked.
The end.
What was our progress report? Because we recorded last time, not too long ago, or it was a week, I guess.
Yeah, it was a week.
Was almost a week.
I actually forgot what our goal was.
But
what your goal was?
Anyways, I still think it's like really interesting how some people just think their waifu, see their waifu as someone they can relate with really hard, and then there's like someone like me or Lemon. It's like we imagine someone that we can like really talk to,
or
have a meaningful relationship with.
Yeah, that's definitely the
like
characters
two sides
I think
of it.
About.
Yeah. But I'm glad we all like tsundere.
I do.
Okay, yeah. Is that what happens? We all agree to this?
I don't like tsundere.
Okay, guys, this is where the audio-only version of this podcast ends. Hope you had fun. Here's a pre-recorded message. Thanks for listening, everybody. Check out our YouTube channel if you want to listen to us discussing our weekly progress, as well as reviewing art that listeners sent to us. There'll be a timestamp in the video description so you can skip ahead. If you also want to send us your art and possibly be featured on the YouTube version of the podcast, then tweet at sketch_cast using the hashtag sketchwithus. Have a good day, everybody. Goodbye.